The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 82. Betty Lynn Robbed and NASCAR in Mayberry. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store. Drop by Weaver's Department Store and pick up all your Mayberry items. Anything you might want, guys. There's DVDs, books, just anything there. Just drop by Weaver's.com. Weaver's Department Store.com. Mayberry, Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thank you for your support. This week's executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting is Jeff Koontz. This is episode number 82. Jeff Koontz. Thanks, Jeff. Woo, boy, did I struggle through that. Mayberry, all kinds of stuff. Thanks to Jeff Koontz for being our executive producer tonight. He was going to be the executive producer last week, but, you know, it didn't turn out because I forgot to ask. I forgot to say it. But he made it this week. So thanks, Jeff. I really appreciate that. And again, tonight's episode is going to be about Betty Lynn Robbed and NASCAR in Mayberry. You folks may or may not know, if you were watching the news or anything last week, that Betty Lynn was robbed. So I feel like a news reporter tonight. So we're going to talk about this so that everybody can just be up to date about what the situation was. So according to this, let's see, I'll start with this story here. It's from the Mount Airy News, because Betty Lynn lives in Mount Airy now. Betty Lynn is Thelma Lou. I think everybody knows that. The headline was, "Woman Who Portrayed Thelma Lou Robbed in Mount Airy." This was filed on April 29th, 2010. Betty Lynn, who portrayed Thelma Lou on The Andy Griffith Show, was robbed. It says she portrayed Deputy Barney Fife's girlfriend, Thelma Lou, on The Andy Griffith Show and was robbed in Mayberry, Mount Airy, earlier this week, according to the Mount Airy News. According to the paper, Betty Lynn, and they say Betty Lou Lynn, but I just think, I didn't realize Betty's middle name was Lou, but Betty Lou Lynn was robbed Sunday. So that would be the Sunday of April 29th. So that would have been the week before. While shopping, while at a shopping center near downtown Mount Airy, Betty Lynn told the police that a man grabbed her wallet and fled. It was about, and had some money in it. I won't go into the dollar amounts. The police were notified and a foot chase ensued. All right. So I'm going to play you guys, instead of just hearing me, there was Channel 12. It's XVII12.com. They have a nice interview with Betty that was done, and I'm going to play that for you and let you hear Betty's own words as the reporters there cover it. And I'm going to have a link to the video so you can go and actually watch the video, not just hear this audio, but watch the video of the story that was filed there by this station. So anyway, without me talking, let's hear the actual real reporter give us a report about Betty.
Well, Wanda, Betty Lou Lynn is a big celebrity around here in Mount Airy. Practically everyone knows who she is, except perhaps the thief that snatched her wallet, leaving her with one whopper of a story to tell.
Here it is. This is the purse, Margaret.
Betty Lou Lynn, a.k.a. Thelma Lou from The Andy Griffith Show.
And then he just pushed real hard on my hands and my purse and got hold of that wallet and off he went.
Telling quite a dramatic story of how she was robbed after a Sunday afternoon trip to the grocery store.
I can't tell you the feeling I had. It looked like he had suddenly become huge, walking toward me.
Lynn says she was sitting on a bench, waiting for a cab, getting her money ready, when a man said a few words to her, then went for her wallet.
He was coming toward me like a tornado, and I could feel it almost, you know. And he pounced on my hands and my purse and me and grabbed the wallet, and off he went.
Believe it or not, the 83-year-old local celebrity took off running after the thief, at the same time yelling for help.
I ran after him yelling, "Help me, I've been robbed, help me."
Did you think you were going to catch him?
Well, I don't know what I would have done had I caught him. I mean, what was I thinking?
She didn't catch him, and even though her one-bullet boyfriend, TV Deputy Barney Fife, wasn't here to save the day, Mount Airy police did.
It was him. I said, "Yes, that's him." So then he is handcuffed, and I thought if he needed money, if he had said to me, "Lady, could you help me? I need something," I would have given him money. You know, I really would have.
And thankfully, she says that she was not hurt. She did get her wallet back. Police did get her wallet back, and it had about $45, which the thief had apparently dropped in the water while he was running. She doesn't know what happened to that $100 bill that was also in the wallet. Quite a feisty 83-year-old. Back to you.
Well, Margo, in the past, we've heard her say that she moved from Los Angeles to get away from crime. So how does she feel about her adopted hometown now?
Well, you're exactly right. She told me that she was robbed in her home in Los Angeles twice, but this was a whole lot different because it wasn't in her home. And she says it could have happened anywhere. And she says she loves her hometown of Mount Airy. Back to you.
All right, folks. Well, that was a report from the station is It's XVII12.com. So if you go there, you'll be able to see where this is. I guess that's actually 1212. It's XVII. Anyway, so drop by there and you can check out the report and actually see Betty and see. I showed some pictures on the video podcast. But now, let me give you a report from Mayberry. All right, so I talked to Ken Junkin today, Otis Campbell, our Otis Campbell impersonator, and he has talked to Betty himself. He talked to her on the phone. And she told that she was standing outside the grocery store waiting to get a ride back to her home. And she had called a taxi and was sitting there waiting. And this man came up and did this, grabbed her purse kind of and pulled the wallet out of it and ran off. Well, they found the guy immediately under a bridge. It was very short time. But somehow or another, he had about... Well, half of the money or more, actually more than half of the money that had been in her wallet had disappeared. So he either dropped it or like the reporter there, the reporter's name, I don't think I said, is Margaret Johnson that was reporting. And she implied that he had dropped it in the water. So perhaps it swept down the water there under the bridge that was there. But anyway, just so you know, Ken reported to me that Betty said she was fine, that she's been getting so many phone calls and voicemails and stuff that she just cannot possibly get back with everybody. She said her voicemail has been completely full, and then she spent some time trying to clean it out so that she could get more voicemail or messages left to her, and it's already filled up again. So she's sure she's missed a lot of phone calls, people trying to check up on her, and she wanted to express to everybody that she is extremely thankful for all the thoughts and prayers and just concern about this event happening. Now, the reporter did mention that Betty had been robbed before. Well, she had been robbed when she was in L.A. She was robbed actually three times in L.A. and over the course of the time that she lived there. But that was her person. You know, she like similar to this, maybe somebody grabbed her purse or somebody, you know, did something like that. But the ones that really got to her were she was robbed twice. Her home was robbed. Well, you know, if somebody breaks into your home, you just don't feel safe. If you're out on the street, and that's, I think, in this situation, Betty was kind of out, you know, on the sidewalk waiting on the taxi. And, you know, that's different. I mean, it's uncomfortable. It's no fun, I'm sure. But it is different than if somebody breaks into your home and tries to... you know, rob you. That's just a lot different. So Betty wasn't home at either one of those events, but she was robbed one time and felt so uncomfortable at her home that she started staying at a hotel that was near there. And the house got robbed again while she was staying at the hotel. So that was why she decided to go ahead and make the move to Mount Airy because she just didn't feel safe anymore there in Los Angeles. And her home was right on the edge of, she wasn't in Beverly Hills, but it was there was probably like three streets between where she lived and Beverly Hills. So she was right there. It wasn't like a bad area. And she had her home broken into twice. Wow. You know, that's so anyway, she hasn't had that trouble in Mount Airy. And she does enjoy her new hometown of Mount Airy, North Carolina. So anyway, we join everybody else who's been trying to call her and leave messages and saying, Betty, we're thinking about you. Glad everything was okay. Glad they caught the guy. And just glad everything's going well for you. So let's go into a little bit more. That's a good ending, I suppose. Betty's fine. The other thing I wanted to tell you is I got an email this week. It's actually on Thursday this past week. With this announcement from New York, it says CBS Consumer Products and Front Row Motorsports commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Andy Griffith Show with an original NASCAR race car. That's right, folks. This October, I believe it's the 16th, Saturday, October 16th at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. It's going to be during the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. The NASCAR Banking 500 is the race. The Andy Griffith Show is returning to North Carolina with the debut of the original commemorative race car that pays tribute to the iconic series. CBS Consumer Products, in conjunction with HLG Licensing, announced today a partnership with Front Row Motorsports and number 34 Ford Fusion team to help celebrate the 50th anniversary of this beloved series. The car, to be driven by renowned NASCAR star Travis Quapple, I hope I said that right, Quapple, it's K-V-A-P-I-L, Quapple, I'm pretty sure I'm saying that right, is slated to make its first appearance at the NASCAR Banking 500 during the NASCAR Sprint Series Cup Series race in Charlotte on the 16th of October in 2010. It'll be broadcast by ABC. And they also, they went on to say this. Now, this is something I don't, you know, I didn't know this. It says the partnership marks the second time that CBS Consumer Products has come together with NASCAR organization to feature a car scheme based on the Andy Griffith Show. All right. I missed it. I've been doing this Mayberry stuff for quite a while now, and I don't remember that. So, well, let me, let's do this different. I can't remember that. That doesn't mean I didn't know it at the time, but I don't remember it. So anyway, it goes on and on. And if you'd like to read about it, the entire press release is on the Two Chairs website. If you go to twochairs.com, twochairsnowaiting.com, you can go there, and in the search bar, if you type in NASCAR, it'll find it for you. There's no link there that you'll see, but the show notes for this episode will have the link to that story as well. So I got it pretty close. As the folks in the chat room are telling me, I got Quapple's name pretty close. So thank you, Travis Quapple. So they say I got it. One said I got it right, another says close. So hey, that's good for a boy from Alabama. So I'm happy to do that. Because, you know, I can't say K-V-A-P-I-L. That's K-V. There's no words that start with that I know of. So I had to actually pull up the NASCAR website to get them to say it. So I'd hopefully be able to get it kind of right here. And I wrote it out on this piece of paper here phonetically. So I would try to get it right. So, yeah, what's more southern than NASCAR, the guys in the chat room are saying. That's true, but K-V-A-P-I-L, you know, I think he's from someplace else, maybe, you know, like Mr. Vasilievich. So anyway, hey, this is big, guys. We got a NASCAR car, and it goes on to say here, let's see if I got this in here. It talks about there's going to be products and all kinds of stuff. It's going to say, somewhere in here I was reading that there's going to be all kinds of products based around this. So I'm hopeful there's going to be a little Mayberry, Hot Wheels car that looks like a NASCAR car, or maybe one of those bigger NASCAR ones with all this nice, you know, it looks real. That'll be amazing. So, anyway, folks, that's big, big news to me. I tell you. So, and really that's all I've got for us tonight. We found out that Betty Lynn was robbed. Barney was able to catch the thief under the bridge there in Mount Airy, and all is well. And, folks, we got a NASCAR coming up October 16th there in Charlotte, North Carolina, by the way, Charlotte, that will be driven and sponsored by CBS and have an Andy Griffith Show theme. So, you know, I don't know what it's going to be. I haven't seen any kind of mock-up or anything of what the car is going to look like. But, you know, it's been running around my head. Are they going to have, like, the fishing hole in the front and Andy and Opie on there? What are they going to do? I don't know. So, whatever it is, I'm sure it's going to be great, and it's a big honor. Now, it said in something I was reading that he was running, you know, that we've got to make sure that that he's going to be in the hunt here because it's in the end. But I'm pretty sure he'll make the race one way or the other, because even though the hunt is going on at that time, the sprint series, I think he'll be driving his car. So he's number 34, and normally he's an A&W car. So that's, depending on how big a NASCAR fan you are, you might know the cars by their sponsors. So he's number 34. And he did go on to say in here, he's 34-year-old father of three from Wisconsin. He's been behind the care. He's been racing cars since he was 14. And he said that he was, the Andy Griffith Show is an American icon, and with its roots here in North Carolina, it will surely be a hit with the fans. And I'm proud to help celebrate the 50th anniversary. So, hey folks, this is a big deal for all of us big Mayberry fans. And hey, I want to thank you guys for listening. I know this is a little unusual episode. It's not like our usual ones where we have cast member interviews and stuff, but you did get to hear Betty Lynn, you know, you heard her, and got to hear her describing how a guy grabbed her purse and ran off with her wallet. You know, that's no good, but hey, you know, it's not Mayberry, but Mount Airy's pretty daggum close. So anyway, I want to thank you guys again for listening, and hope you'll continue to do so. And we'll have more interviews with cast members. We got those lined up coming up. Matter of fact, I'm going to be traveling down in June, and we'll be having some interviews here on our show with Charlene herself, Charlene Darling. So she's already agreed to do some interviews with me. And so I'm looking forward to that. This week, I'm heading over to Eagle's Wings in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where we'll be raising money for the adults with special needs. So that's a great event, great charity event, and I'm glad to be there as Floyd. So if you're on the video, you actually see me. I've actually shaved. I don't have a beard, if you have anybody that's watching the video. So that's because I'm getting ready for Mayberry. So, all right, folks, I think that's about all I've got. I want to remind you to drop by and leave me messages at Floyd@Mayberry.com. I mean, you can email me there. You can leave me messages at, if you go to twochairsnowaiting.com and leave messages there on any of the podcast episodes, you can leave comments. But I'd love for you to call me at 888-684-8415. And the phone number is now on the website. So if you go to the podcast episodes, you'll see the phone number listed there. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Drop by facebook.com/twochairs. You can check us out there as well. Or follow me on Twitter, because if you're interested in being part of the live show where I'm live here and reading out of the chat room and talking with you guys right now, if you're interested in being a part of that, drop by Twitter or Facebook. And I've been posting notes there about an hour or 30 minutes before I start, at least, so that you can, if you're around your computer, you'll be notified and be able to come and be a part of the show. And we have a lot of fun after the show, because I play some Mayberry music and stuff like that that's not on the recording. So anyway, folks, I'm running along and just blabbing away. So we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye.